The American dream is the ideal that every U.S. citizen has an equal opportunity to achieve success, and prosperity.
Bernie Sanders here, offering his endorsement to subscribe to the Notorious Jokecast. It's very good, so I hear. If you like bagels and lox, which I do, it's a lot like bagels and lox, I hear. He's a very good guy, Dr. Notorious, and his Jokecast is very funny. So drop him a dime. Drop him more than a dime. Drop him a dollar. Drop him $10. Just subscribe. Hell, you believed in me in a grassroots way. Why not a silly podcaster? All right. Bernie out.
Doctor?
Hello.
Dr. Notorious, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Matty Mo.
Oh, you gorgeous son of a gun. Oh, I can hear you loud and clear, Daddy.
Finally. Where the fuck you been, little man?
Daddy, I just been grinding over here. I just got the
website. I know.
Huh?
I know. You make me look lazy. Like, every day you're putting out, like, one or two episodes.
I'm killing the game right now. Got the website up, MattyMoShow.com. If you haven't checked it out, check it out, Dr. Notorious, and tell me in your expert opinion what you think, because I just launched it last night, but I've just been grinding over here trying to make things happen, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well, my friend. I'm doing well. I got a question. Have you ever covered racism on your show?
No. You know racist? What? I haven't. I had an idea to do a show called, it was Love, I think it was called Love, Hate, Something in Race. I can't remember, but I was gonna do it, but I didn't do it.
Cause I got something that'll trip up any fucking racist.
All right, what's good?
All right, now anyone can take this bet. Anyone can take this bet. So,
all right.
So you get to go back to being 20 years old first.
Yep.
Now I will give you $100 million when you turn 40 years old, but you have to stay married to one of two women for that entire 20 years.
Okay.
And I will give you, as soon as you turn 40 years old, you can divorce her, you can do whatever, and I will hand you a stack of $100 million.
Okay.
All right. So, Now, one woman is black and one woman is white. That's okay for most people.
Yeah.
Now, for a racist, this is going to trip a racist up like a motherfucker.
Okay.
Because the black woman is 20-year-old Halle Berry.
Ooh, I like that.
And the white woman is Hillary Clinton.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Those races, you gotta marry her. You gotta marry
her. It's so terrible.
You gotta spend 20 years with Hillary Clinton. If you're if you answered A to that question, you ain't racist.
You ain't racist.
You're stupid. You're just stupid.
I was gonna say the black girl anyways, because I prefer some dark chocolate. Well, shout out to LL Walton out there, you know what I'm saying?
So there you go.
I love me some chocolate milk, you know what I mean? I like to get that. Blah, blah, I love that fat booty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But well done. That definitely tripped any racist up, because I don't know any man, even Bill Clinton, which is why he cheated and still cheats.
Probably.
No one wants that. She's gross. Just knows that if Bill Clinton leaves her, she'll probably have him killed like she does everyone else.
She was pretty much like geeky plain in college. Like when I think he just saw someone that would propel him and motivate him.
Yeah.
And because she came from a good Chicago family, stuff like that. And he had his dreams and aspirations. But
I mean, why wouldn't you stick your dick in something like that?
At 20, yeah.
At 20 years old. Different story now, but 20 years old all day.
Yeah, yeah. When you're my age, it's pretty much like any 20-year-old, but I would have no idea.
Oh, that is so great. I love that. Okay.
I am happily married, just so you know. I would never do that. My mother-in-law listens. My mother-in-law listens. I hope she enjoyed the joke against the racist, but not me talking about sex lives. Do you have to talk about sex so much?
Yes, you
with
do.
With Maddie Mo, yeah. With Maddie Mo, yeah.
That's my MO.
That is your MO. That's right. And yeah. I guess I have to be truthful. Yeah. You could say I've shopped at all the different markets, international markets, so to speak.
Okay.
So if I'm going to be obtuse, you know, I don't segregate. I don't, my heart is open with love. So, you know, I've been to the Latino markets. Mm. I've been to the Asian markets. I've been to the Indian markets. I've been to African.
How was the Indian market? Because that's one that I've been hesitant to dabble in. Not that I would now since I have a lovely Latina lady, but I always wondered. And how was it?
Not great. Yeah, not great. Yeah.
The food,
it looks and tastes good to start with, but the ending is never what you expect.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Are they like dead fish?
I don't know. They not dead fish, because I never really, not really seafood, just more, I think, lack of confidence.
Understandable.
Like, because you know how a Latina lady's got confidence?
Super confident.
And a black girl, definitely super confident lady.
Confident.
So, yeah, it's the exact opposite. It's the exact opposite with the going into the Eastern Indian and Asian countries.
I mean, there is one Indian or, like, Middle Eastern girl I would love to explore, and that's Mia Khalifa. But can you blame
me? Yeah, but you got to set your sights for something local, you know, unless the Maddie Mo really blows up. I told my wife I won't be happy until I have my EGOT.
Facts.
She's like, you all you have so far is a podcast and half of a cartoon you've written.
That's really it.
That's
all I'm working with, you know.
A podcast I'm down to putting out two times a week. Good God.
Yeah, with an exceptional amount of listeners and followers.
That's true.
You are ranked very high in iTunes.
Sometimes.
Facts. How do you go about looking up your analytics in iTunes?
I have not been able to break that code.
Because I do know you can go to Apple and you can type it in, your stuff, but...
They won't unlock it. I always get an error. I submitted a trouble ticket like months ago and I've never heard back.
Interesting.
So I have no idea. I just go by whatever, like, what does it say right now for today?
For what?
Oh, like my, like the Anchor analytics on the Anchor page, on the desktop page.
You're probably grossing well over 100 average.
I'm 10,000 last month.
Last month alone was 10,000?
Yeah, it was 10,000 listeners. Today was 304.
It's beautiful.
I don't know what they're listening to, though. It doesn't tell me what they listen to. Did they just stumble upon it? Because it's just kind of up there. And then they're like, there's the one dude that left, like, no one finds this. I don't know who finds this show funny, but I didn't find this show funny at all. And I was like, dude, what were you listening to, though?
I know someone write that as a review.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
That's my only one star review. If you could find my one star review on Anchor, I put it on Instagram too. I was like, who did this?
He's definitely trolling. It's probably Turetsky under a different name.
It might have been. I'd have to find it. It was like, is this supposed to be funny? Is this guy trying to be intentionally bad? I was like, wow. I almost cried. No, not really. I was like, fuck you, you little troll. You get your bitch ass up here. And let's see you do this.
Yeah, right? Guess who's going to be the next topic of conversation?
Right. Oh, he was the very next day. I was like, you won't believe this motherfucker.
He's always going to be a patient. He'll never be a doctor.
Exactly.
Bitch made ass motherfuckers. Oh, God, I've missed the sound of your elegant voice.
Oh, I miss your enthusiasm, man. You always get me pumped up. The more you get pumped up, I get pumped up. And then you got me telling stories I definitely should not be telling outside of school.
I think that's like a weird skill of mine, an indirect skill that I've developed over the years, is that it makes people comfortable. And then they start telling things that they should probably keep quiet. But I don't think they should keep quiet. I think the world needs to hear it because we're all a little strange.
Yeah. Well, I went to an international college, and then, you know, after college, I used the internet, you know, like Match.com and stuff like that. And, you know, you can find some interesting people out there.
All day. All day long. But if it weren't for this app,
we would have never met each other. Yeah.
We would have never met each other. And we've had some very great conversations.
Yeah. We have. And we with Spidey Heck and Mr. Turetsky. I invited Turetsky. I don't know, you know him. He's like, whatever.
Which is so weird because he always picks up the phone.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why he didn't pick it up this time. But, oh, man. Are you just working on your app?
Yeah. That's why I'm sorry if I don't sound.
I hear it in the background here.
Yeah. If I sound a little disconnected, I apologize. I'm just working on, I'm getting back to some.
No, I want to call, tell you the joke. I've told you some dirty stories. I've taken up 10 minutes of your time. So get back to it, son. I want to hear your sexy voice first thing tomorrow morning when I wake up.
100%. We're going to get on it. And I want to let you know that I do appreciate you. And I'm sorry that I have had a gap where I've been unreachable. And I will do my best. It will not happen again, my friend.
It's okay. I understand. I've been in those gaps myself. So I am here if you need me.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much, Doctor. You have yourself a phenomenal night. I'm happy that we got to congregate.
Thank you for appearing on my show, Matty Mo. Check out the Matty Mo Show.
Woo,
you
baby!
314 people a day that are listening. Damn it. Listen to it.
MattyMoShow.com.
MattyMoShow.com. Yeah. I'll give you my opinion on it.
Send me a new...
All right. I'll talk to you later, son. I'm looking at the. I'm checking out now. Okay. Matty Mo Show. Yo. Bye. Okay, bye. And just a reminder, kids, what happens on the JokeCast stays on the JokeCast, if you know what I mean.
The The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.